KQED.
As President Trump is calling for a longer, more fortified wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, KPBS and iNewsSource partnered for an in-depth reporting project they're calling America's Wall. Using previously undisclosed data from the government, they created an interactive map that shows every mile of the existing wall and the impact of it over time. KPBS investigative reporter Jean Guerrero joins us to talk about this project. She's in San Diego. Hey, Jean.
Hey, John.
So tell us a little bit about what prompted this project. Let's start there.
So obviously, President Trump has been talking about building a wall since he launched his campaign. We live on the border here in San Diego. We know that there already is a wall. There's been a wall for a couple of decades. And so every time that I heard, you know, him talking about this big impenetrable wall that he intended to build, my first thought was, well, what about the wall that we currently have? What do we know about what it has accomplished?
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if this squares with what you found. KQED did a calculation earlier this year that the wall that exists right now already costs about like $83 million per mile over 25 years.
That's right. Yes, it's been very expensive. I think the number that we got from the Department of Homeland Security was about $7 billion total. That does not account for the maintenance costs, constant repairs from the repeated breaks.
In any expansion. In fact, before we get into more about what the data revealed, I just want you to answer a very fundamental question. We have heard on this program before someone describe this wall as kind of all hat, no cattle, that there's no actuality that this wall is going to be built, the one that President Trump wants. Do you have any doubt that this plan is moving forward?
To be honest, I mean, during the unveiling of the prototypes for Trump's wall, the acting deputy commissioner for Customs and Border Protection said himself that there is no guarantee that this wall will ever be built because of the fact that we still don't have funding for his wall.
Well, let's talk then about what has been built and what the data you obtained shows for the current wall, the current steel fence that is erected along most of the border. What is the data showing?
So we wanted to know, has the wall been doing its job? So what we did to find that out was we filed other Freedom of Information Act requests, and we were able to layer data about the wall's construction over time because of the fact that the data that we got from Customs and Border Protection showed the date of birth for every stretch of fencing. We were able to study over time what its impact was on things like illegal immigration and drug trafficking. We correlated that data with apprehensions, the construction of illegal tunnels. And what we found is that while the wall has significantly decreased smuggling wherever it's been built, it has also rerouted that into gaps between the barriers, into the ocean, into the sky, underground, into illegal tunnels. And these are things that, you know, it's been out there anecdotally. People know that this has been happening, but we were able to show with data, so it's not just anecdotal, that as the wall grew longer and stronger, this rerouting was increasingly dramatic, and you can actually see it in the data.
Jean Guerrero joining us from KPBS. And Jean, I just want to be clear as we bring this to a close. It sounds like you're essentially saying that the wall did not do its job.
The answer is yes and no. You know, Border Patrol agents say it's done its job. But if you look at the general picture, the overall picture, it really, you can't say that it's done its job.
Jean Guerrero, thank you so much.
Thank you.